Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The two candidates for mayor of Boston both claim to be the best choice to protect the city's less affluent residents. That's one takeaway from a mayoral debate last night between Boston City Councilor Tito Jackson and the incumbent mayor, Marty Walsh. It was the candidates' first debate since the primary, and WBUR's Fred Tice was on hand.
The two candidates debated before a capacity crowd at Hibernian Hall, just off Dudley Square, the heart of Roxbury. Tito Jackson claimed he would be the candidate to make sure all Boston's residents benefit from one of the most prosperous periods in the city's history. Marty Walsh defended his record of growth and acknowledged that more could be done to include neighborhoods of color in that growth. Throughout the debate, Jackson pointed to racial inequities in the city, but Walsh would not concede the mantle of defender of those who suffer from racial injustice. Their most heated exchange, really the only point when the two candidates addressed each other directly, came when Jackson said he tried to get Walsh to pay attention to racial tensions at Boston Latin School. Walsh said he wished he'd known sooner that there were problems at the city's most prestigious public school.
I would have gotten involved, but my opponent got two emails from the headmaster and didn't respond.
Mayor Walsh, I handed you documentation that said that racist activity and racist tweets were going on at that school. Your administration did nothing, and that actually showed that you actually didn't believe that Black Lives mattered at that point. It is absolutely critical that our young people are held safe and harmless when it comes to these issues. That was a management issue.
Members of the audience often interrupted, sometimes interjecting with their own questions. It happened when the moderator, Boston Globe columnist Adrian Walker, asked Walsh if Boston's reputation for being unwelcoming to people of color, if not downright racist, is still deserved.
We're going to let the candidates answer.
I have been very outspoken on this issue of race. Over the last year and a half, we've seen controversy around football players taking a knee. And some people are saying, you know, they shouldn't be taking a knee, they're disrespecting the country. What we have to do is look at the issue why they're taking a knee. Because a police-involved shooting and police brutality around the country. And when you think about race and racism in the city of Boston, it does exist. It exists all over America.
Amid the boom in construction and an impressive number of new housing units being built in Boston, much of last night's debate was over how much should be more affordable to people who already live and work in the city. Walsh pointed out that one-fifth of housing in Boston is low-income housing, the highest percentage in the country for medium-sized cities. It explains why Boston has the highest income disparities of any city in the country. Other cities simply let market forces push their poor people out. Jackson said the construction of luxury high-rises, on the other hand, does little to provide housing.
Because only 20% of the people in the Millennium Tower downtown actually take advantage of something that says that they live in the building. And so we know that the ownership that is occurring at the Millennium Tower, which is nearly 500 units, most of the people who have purchased it are investors. Most of the people who have purchased it are foreign investors, and they are not actually providing access to people in the city of Boston.
Jackson accused Walsh of making promises, such as more housing, that he did not keep. Walsh defended his Boston as a city where hopes and dreams are being fulfilled, while acknowledging that not all neighborhoods have benefited equally. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.